This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
Justified in feeling that there has been some miscarriage of justice here in the leniency of this sentence. Remember, those sentencing guidelines apply to all defendants, and the judge really needs a good reason to go below them. The recommendation of 19 to 25 years is an assessment of the severity of these crimes.
That's the senator from Connecticut, Richard Blumenthal, reacting to the sentence that Paul Manafort received. Check this out if you haven't heard. 47 months in prison. This is for a bevy of financial crimes in the Virginia case. The judge described the 19 and a half to 24 years suggested by sentencing guidelines as excessive. So he caught a break. Hey, everybody, Kate Delaney. Happy to be here with all of you, just the skipper of this little old ship. There is some pretty nasty weather ahead, that's for sure, when we talk about what's happening on the political side, for sure, coming out of Washington, D.C. Joining us right from the get-go is Bob Ney, the former senator from Ohio with Talk Media News, congressman, rather, from Ohio. I just elevated you, I guess, right?
Well, Kate, every senator looks in the mirror every morning and says, "Good morning, Mr. President."
Yeah, exactly. So Paul Manafort, I'm sure, you know, 5 years ago, he wasn't looking in the mirror and thinking he was going to be behind bars. He did get off easy if you look at what he could have gotten. And this is a lot of the conversation about what happened with Manafort. I said it. I think he caught a break. What do you think?
Oh, beyond caught a break. I mean, they were recommending 25 years. You know, in my case, I pled 18 months and got 30. So mine went up, and I'm looking at this one while they're in court saying, giving, 25 years, and he got 47 months. You know, this is the longest in the Mueller probe. This is the actual longest sentence so far of anybody. I'm absolutely shocked. I was predicting 8 to 10 years myself out of the first count. So this is, still 4 years for Paul Manafort, but absolutely, Kate, he caught a break, and a lot of people are saying, this is it. After all of that, this is it. What did the judge know? Why did the judge think this way? So at least for psychological purposes, this sentence for President Trump is a big win because the judge made it crystal clear that there was no Russian collusion involved in this.
Yeah, absolutely. No. And I think we're going to be talking about Manafort and comparing that now for a while.
Oh, exactly. Again, everybody expected, the absolute worst on this. And I did. I thought 8 to 10 on this charge, 8 to 10 on the next 20-some years. I think this is the same judge that had made a public comment in court a long while back where he said something to the effect of, I know what's being done here, like he was being squeezed on other issues, to try to get the Russian collusion part out here. So I don't know, it's going to be interesting to see in Manafort's case. I would say, obviously, he might have a chance down the road in the last days of President Trump, whether it's this time or if he wins a four-year term, might have a chance to, have something done with that sentence, because there is another one coming.
Yeah, right, and that could be much bigger. Who knows? So, yeah, right. We'll see what happens with that. So we've moved to the wall and these conversations about the wall. The Pentagon saying they could tap into military pay and pensions for the border wall. I mean, we're never going to stop this debate until, I guess, the money comes up somewhere. Senator Dick Durbin said it's coming out of military pay and pensions. That's where that happened. $1 billion, that's what he's talking about. That's the plan. And he says the money's there because Army recruitment, frankly, is down and a voluntary early military retirement programs being underutilized. So there's some of that money, but that's not all of that money because he's, you know, done that emergency thing to tap into military construction projects to pay for the wall. Where is this all ending up now?
Well, you know, we don't know because there is speculation that they're going to tap leftover military pay. The pension accounts is where it's going to come out of. But then there's other funds. Congressman Turner from Ohio, for example, when this first started, said, hey, do not touch Wright-Patterson Air Force Base, which is over in his district. You know Ohio quite well, over by Dayton area. And I think a lot of people that have construction projects are saying, wait, don't touch my projects. You can take it from somewhere else. So the Pentagon's yet to determine where. I will say, you know, the Pentagon does have some surplus monies here and there. We all know the stories about the Pentagon. You and I talked way back when the first word of emergency came up, Kate, and there was a possibility of $80 million some dollars that the Pentagon could tap just within accounts here and there, reserve accounts. So I don't think we know the final yet, but they will continue to try to, you know, find money to satisfy the emergency order as it winds its way eventually through court, although I think on this case clearly going through the Pentagon is going to give the president, I bet you, a win in a court process by going through those accounts.
Yeah, I agree. And then there's this story about Congresswoman Omar from Minnesota. The House voted to condemn the anti-Semitic and other forms of bigotry that happened on Thursday. They're trying to calm down this controversy. It was like an overwhelming 407-23. That's not a surprise. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi was asked a lot about this, Bob, by reporters, and she said it's not about her. She's saying she didn't believe that Omar understood the full weight of her words. We're not policing the speech of our members. And for people who don't know, she made that comment last week. She called for the rejection of she said the myth of dual loyalty and foreign allegiance, especially in the context of support for the United States-Israel alliance.
Right.
And so she stepped right into it.
Well, you know, this is something because it certainly is about her. There was a February 13th resolution passed after she made a comment. Then she made another comment, Kate, and then up came this resolution, which was held. Speaker Pelosi actually laid the microphone down 2 days ago and said to the Democratic caucus, she said, you know, I guess you don't want to hear what I have to say, and walked out of the room. This has completely froze the Democratic agenda for a week. People were just angry, you know, about the representative. It is about her. Now they're trying to downplay, you know, now that it isn't, but it certainly is, and it stirred a great big brouhaha. I must say this is actually severe to pass the two resolutions, you know, in less than a month's period of time, showed that the, you know, sensitive nature of this really went all the way up through the Democratic Party. And again, there were people like AOC, Kate, who said, well, this is, you know, way, way overdone, and this shouldn't have been done to her, and she did, after all, apologize. And then some people said, well, she ought to be thrown off the committee, which was what happened to Stephen King on comments, you know, about African-Americans. So once you start down that slippery slope of removing people from committees for comments, you know, then the Republican side is going to say, well, what about her?
Right, right, I agree. All right, Bob Ney, thanks as always.
Thank you.
And there he goes, the former congressman from Ohio. Coming up on the flip side and later in the show, Captain Marvel, as we preview the movies, An Elephant Sitting Still and The Kid. Woo, hang through.
Hello, I am looking for a special soul from the GCN audience to hire to come to East Ridge, Tennessee and take care of two peaceful, easygoing people, which are a sweet 95-year-old woman and her 60-year-old son. Terms would be free room and board, plus the use of all of our facilities here at home, in exchange for living with us and seeing to our needs. We must have someone that fits in well. We get along with most anybody and value those who like to do the same. We live in a suburb of the scenic city of Chattanooga, Tennessee. Please email Matt at peaceaboveall.net for additional information. Please include your informal resume stating your strengths and weaknesses and reasons you would make a dedicated caregiver. We would also offer to negotiate a nominal salary in addition to everything else. Again, please email M-A-T-T at peaceaboveall.net. Thanks for responding.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The Deep State began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
It's time to join the Tahibo Tea Club. Tahibo tea comes from the inner bark of the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. The Tahibo tree never gets sick, never gets infected, and never gets infested. As a result, it contains antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. Tahibo tea can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening condition due to infection, diabetes, or cancer. Tahibo tea is available for only $34.95 per pound plus shipping. 1 pound makes 300 servings, which is only 12 cents per cup. Dial 818-883-7222 or buy online at drinksupertea.com. All orders ship immediately the same day. Call now, 818-883-7222. That number again, 818-883-7222 or buy online at drinksupertea.com.
Whether it's praising Paul Manafort for essentially reneging on a cooperation agreement or not talking, condemning others as rats, the president is behaving like a mafia don.
Ooh, Adam Schiff, the congressman from California, going right after the prez. Hey, everybody, that tops odds and ends. I like to say on this show I'm the voice of reason. So if you're left of left or right of right, or you hate labels, you don't feel like you're any label, cool. You can chat about it at any point. So Schiff reintroduced legislation that would alert Congress if President Trump pardons anyone connected to an investigation where he or family members involved. And, of course, Schiff is the chairman of the House Intelligence Committee, and he presented the Abuse of Pardon Prevention Act, which definitely was aimed at Donald Trump and future presidents, of course, for abusing their pardon authority. Well, then you go back in history and you look at how many presidents have pardoned how many people. But definitely this was squarely aimed at Trump. Lanny Davis, who currently represents Michael Cohen, said that Cohen directed his then attorney last summer to explore possibilities of a pardon at one point with Trump's lawyer, Rudy Giuliani, as well as other lawyers advising President Trump. So now we're having this tug of war over all of that. And the criticism is they're already lining up, warning the president against issuing pardons for anyone caught in special counsel Robert Mueller's investigation or any other criminal investigation, like Manafort, who was just sentenced, or former National Security Advisor Michael Flynn. Here's the thing you got to look at, the relationship with the president. P- Paul Manafort, he would have a shot at that. He would have a shot at that. But not, I definitely do not believe Michael Cohen would. If there was any chance of that when he said that the president was a liar and he did this and this and this, when this was just last week and he just went on that rant, the former attorney for the president, I cannot foresee. I can easily not use the help of the magic eight ball to say he will not pardon him, will not pardon him. And, you know, everybody's reacting to Manafort's light sentence, the 47 months. Even Monica Lewinsky. Monica Lewinsky said, I was threatened with 27 years for filing a false affidavit and other actions trying desperately to keep an affair private. That was one of the tweets that was out there that caught my attention. And then, you know, Snowden tweeted, Edward Snowden, who's in exile, he tweeted, your sentence derives from your proximity to power. So Manafort, on Snowden's tweet, he wrote, 47 months for a lifelong carnival of criminality. He put Petraeus, 0 days for trading the country's highest secrets for a more favorable biography. Ooh. And then he put Manning, 35 years for revealing evidence of actual war crimes to the press. And then he wrote, your sentence derives, or tweeted, your sentence derives from your proximity to power. There is certainly some truth in that. So when you get into trouble, you need the power. You need access to people in high places, and Manafort has the access. I mean, that's the thing with presidents. They can pardon whom they want. This is this bill that Schiff is introducing, but he squarely is going after Trump. I mean, this is to go after him for anything that shakes out with what happens with Mueller's investigations. That's the bottom line. That's what that's about. It's easy to connect the dots there. Very, very easy to do that. All right, how about this story? When I talk about odds and ends, I just had this conversation with somebody about vaccinations. And remember, there's that story about the 6-year-old unvaccinated boy from Oregon who had tetanus, the state's first case in 30 years. He cut his forehead. He's playing outside on a farm. The parents cleaned and stitched the cut at home. Keep following the story. And then about a week later, his limbs involuntarily spasmed. His jaw began to clench. His neck and back, brutal spasms, his entire body. Then they went for medical help. He had to be airlifted to a medical center. So they diagnosed him with tetanus. Oh, he got the vaccine. He got the medication. And they put him in a dark room with earplugs and hardly any stimulation, because if he had loud noise or light, they say it would worsen the condition. It took 8 weeks of inpatient care, rehab, before he could return back to normal. Now, here's the key, and this is why we had this conversation at a Saturday dinner, because one of my friends was bitten by a pit bull and then got an outrageous bill. But the cost for this, for the tetanus shot, the air, transportation, rehab, everything, the inpatient charges for him, $811,929. Wow. And they talked about a second dose of tetanus. You know, they were recommending that, but they didn't do it. Can you imagine, would that have been triple? And this was what happened to my friend. Get this shot, rabies it was, but maybe you need, we're going to test the animal. And they were pushing these other doses that would have added up the bill even more, like sky high. It already was sky high. And then they tested the animal, didn't have rabies, so, sorry, you got to pay us back $44,000. What? Are you kidding me? But we'll give you a 2% discount, by the way. And that tetanus story, first of all, it's scary anyway. Limbs not working. Imagine the panic of the parents over that. And then the panic when you get the bill and say, $800,000? Are you kidding me? What does that payment plan look like? That's almost $1 million. $1 million. Wow. And if they had gotten the other doses, which they were trying to convince them he needed, that was a possibility, you don't want to take the risk, all of that. Man, it's expensive. It's like my doctor said, I know I've said this before in the air. I asked him, because he's such a good guy, helping other people out and doing whatever he can. And, you know, talking about the best insurance. What kind of insurance? What do you do? Well, the best insurance is just not get sick. Easy. Just don't get sick. Don't get hurt. Don't have to go to the doctors. Just go for checkups. Because otherwise, it's going to be, well, shall we say, complicated. Right? Because it adds up. Big time. It adds up. And the tetanus story to me was crazy. Absolutely crazy. All right, something else that would pop up in my travels through the last day or two is this story that I happened to read. It was in the New York Post, and the headline grabbed my attention, of course. The headline was, "I don't want my lotto-winning ex-husband back even for $273 million. So Eileen Murray said she has no plans to get back with her ex, and he's a mega jackpot winner. His name's Mike Wirsky, and she said, I don't care. I won't call him anytime soon. He's not appealing to me because he has this money. They were married for 15 years. They got divorced last October. He was a cost analyst for a utility company. But he ended up unemployed. And check this out. She was paying him spousal support. Spousal. So this guy was out of work, divorced, getting spousal support, plunks down a couple of dollars for the Mega Millions jackpot, and he gets the lump sum of $162.5 million. What do they say? Oh, the Lord works in mysterious ways. Oh, good for her. I don't care about the money. We're divorced, and we want to keep it that way, or at least I do, she says. Man cave, we're going there next.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com. And enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
US USA Radio News with Robin Walensky.
In the headlines this hour, Paul Manafort, President Trump's former campaign advisor, sentenced to just shy of 4 years in prison. The charges not related to the Russia investigation, but stemming from bank fraud and filing false income tax returns. In other news, support from 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue. President Trump scheduled to head to Alabama. He will visit families in Lee County who lost loved ones in the massive tornado, whose homes also destroyed. Alabama Senator Republican Richard Shelby revealing how he'll vote on the Democrats' attempt to block President Trump's declaration of a national emergency at the border with Mexico.
I'm going to vote with the president, and I'm going to vote no on disapproval, because I believe the president has some constitutional rights and some statutory rights to do some things in an emergency.
Shelby, a guest on Fox News, the declaration aimed at funding construction of the border wall. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wayne Alaruth, the capitalist evangelist. I'm here to introduce you to a special company with the potential to be one of the great all-American stories. Fortum Resources is a publicly traded, diversified natural resource company with oil, gas, and mining properties in North America and internationally. Fortum is led by Chairman Mark Bruner, the legendary oil man who builds Ultra Petroleum from a 15-cent stock to $200 per share, creating $15 billion in shareholder profits. Mark has 30 years of experience in the oil and gas industry, overseeing contracts with Halliburton, ExxonMobil, and Hess. Fortum has over 350,000 acres of oil and gas resources, and more than half the acreage has been evaluated by world-renowned auditors Deloitte Touche. Fortum also owns the rights to the 180-square-mile City of Gold mining property. Fortum is traded on two global exchanges, U.S. ticker symbol FTMR. Repeat, FTMR. This is a rare ground floor opportunity to capitalize on a proven energy industry legend. Please visit FortumResources.com. That's Fortum, F-O-R-T-E-M, Resources.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I have problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
I'm going to the man cave.
Going to the man cave. Going to the man cave. I'm going to the man cave. Yeah, going to the man cave. Oh, yeah. Man cave, man.
Man cave. All right, we are in the man cave. So picture this. We have the cereal lined up because, yeah, it's late night and we want to eat a little cereal. So let's have a little cereal. What is it going to be? What is your choice for cereal? It is National Cereal Day, the tail end of it. Cereal is popular, but down actually 7%. The last 4 or 5 years from where it had been in the past, and I think it's because of the way people are eating and looking at every calorie and every piece of sugar and all of that, and that may be affecting how much cereal people are eating. Because I'll tell you what, in the good old days, people inhaled cereal, especially guys, when it was late night, morning, not one bowl, two bowls, three bowls, absolutely. So whether you inhaled the cereal or you just ate a bowl of cereal, what was your hands-down favorite of all time? I'm just going to tell you flat out, I will not go near it because I'm so afraid to go near it because I'm doing pretty good with not overeating, not saying, oh, I love this stuff. I don't want that, but if it was my choice, it would be Captain Crunch. I can eat it with milk. I can eat it any time of day. To me, it's like a snack. I mean, it's so, of course, it's so sugary, I'm sure, tasting. And that's why it's so tempting to me. But I love the taste of Captain Crunch. It was always one of my favorite cereals. So, Andy, the technical maestro, are you a big cereal eater?
I used to be before I got lactose intolerant.
Oh, how'd you know you were lactose intolerant? Took a test, felt bad?
I thought I had a stomach parasite or something because it felt like there was something biting me in my stomach area. Like, I thought there was like a tapeworm or something inside me.
Oh!
It really hurt that bad. And went to the doctor, and he just suggested that I stop eating dairy, and I did, and I got better.
Wow. Okay, so that makes sense. Then you had to stop. But before that, you were a big cereal eater?
Cereal is probably the thing that I missed most. Yeah, I was a big fan of Rice Krispie Treats cereal.
Mm. Mm.
That was one of the best ones, I think. I liked all cereal, though, too. Like Cocoa Puffs, Fruit Loops, Frosted Flakes, Cinnamon Toast Crunch, Lucky Charms, Captain Crunch.
Ooh.
I mean, you're right.
Ooh.
Captain Crunch is definitely a winner. Oops, All Berries.
Mmm. That, you know what they all have in common? A lot of sugar.
Yeah.
So you didn't like any of the healthy cereals? You weren't down for, I don't know, Grape Nuts?
You know, Raisin Bran actually was pretty good. Don't know why. There wasn't a lot of sugar in that, but it tasted good.
Yeah, I like Raisin Bran, too. It did taste good. Maybe it was the raisins, I guess.
Honey Nut Cheerios were pretty good, too.
Yeah.
Normal Cheerios weren't.
Yeah, normal Cheerios, not as good. Of course, less calories. You know, they have now, they've got Reese's Puffs Bunnies. And they brought it back for spring. So it's Cheerios, but it's Puff Bunnies with chocolate. Are you kidding me? Who knows how much sugar is in that? And they're bunny-shaped. It's for the holiday, totally.
I heard that they're making a Lucky Charms now. I haven't seen it, but a Lucky Charms that's just all marshmallows.
Really? Because people wanted the marshmallows more.
Yeah, because some people just pick all the marshmallows and put them in a bowl.
Yeah.
Cherry pickers.
That's nice. All right, one thing's for sure. So, I don't know. We would be eating cereal in the man cave, I have a feeling. You know, here's the thing. You can't eat that super, super heavy milk. You'd have to get, like, skim milk. And people tell me they hate that. But once you can get on that versus the other, at least you're taking some of the cows out of it. So, as we don't care about the calories in the man cave, here's a story that popped up this week, and I talked about it a little bit the other day, but I had a conversation with a couple of people today about this track, and I think of it when I say track, picture if you will, we are enjoying the day in sunny Southern California, and this is what we're listening to. Check out what this would sound like with these horses. Yeah, and they're off. They're in the gate, and they're running, but they're not running at Santa Anita. They're trying to figure out what has happened here because they've had too many horses die since December 26. 21 horses have died, and the way that they've died has been different, a lot of them, whether it was, you know, they were on the track, something else happened to them. They were racing. A lot of times it was they were racing on the track, on the dirt, on wherever, and that was it. That the turf is listed as firm, and then they fall apart, and that's it. It's very, very sad to read the story of some of these great big horses that, like the Battle of Midway, it was a 5-year-old horse died after a timed workout. And there were, and how? How does that happen? He was retired to stud, had trouble getting mares in the foal, was returned to the racetrack. 3 weeks earlier, he won the the Santa Pasquale Stakes at Santa Anita. He was a $410,000 purchase as a yearling, trained by one of the really great trainers, and that was it. He died. And then there was another one, Charmer John, three-year-old gelding, died after a timed workout on the main track, listed as fast. Something's happening. A claiming race. A filly died during a claiming race. So the time workouts in the middle of the races, really, really shocking stuff. And since December, that's been happening. How can they stay open? That's the thing you wonder. You know, you have a unraced three-year-old dying during a five-furlong timed workout. That just you just shake your head. So they're investigating. What are you going to do? Got to investigate, try to figure out what could have possibly been the common denominator. It has to be the track. Or you think it's the track, but who knows? I've never heard of such a thing. My family's been in horse racing from the time I was a kid. Never, ever have heard that 21. Yes, horses can have a bad workout, can have something happen when they're running, but that many, never. Way, way, way too many. Way too many. And it, and like I said, it's very, very sad stuff to, you know, see that, because I've been around the game. Santa Anita is a beautiful place, and tracks are struggling. If there's something going on with this particular track, that's a shame. This is also a shame. Hall of Fame pitcher Tom Seaver has been diagnosed with dementia and will retire from public life. That's what his family says. They released a statement and thanked everyone for their support. Tom Seaver is 74. You know, he was part of the Miracle Mets team of 1969, leading them to a World Series title. A bit of a trivia question. One of his teammates was Nolan Ryan, who was a tremendous pitcher. Seven no-hitters, and those balls are all in the Hall of Fame. But he won one World Series at the very beginning of his career, and it was with the Miracle Mets. So the Mets retired Seaver's number way back in 1988. But they're celebrating the 69 team on June 29th. And they're going to honor Tom Seaver, even though he's not going to be able to attend the ceremony. He's not doing well. Boy, and you see those old photos of Tom Seaver. 311 wins. 3,640 strikeouts, 61 shutouts. Well, you get the idea. 20 years and pretty incredible some of what he was able to do. He pitched for the Reds, the White Sox, finished his career with the Red Sox in 1986. He was a first ballot Hall of Famer in 92, and he got 98.8% of the vote. Wow. Now, his family has a vineyard, Seaver Vineyards. He and his wife started it back in the beginning of 2002, and they're going to still focus on that somewhat. I mean, you heard what I said. He has dementia. So if they're putting out a statement he's retiring from public life, that means they think it's serious enough to get ahead of this. So there's not more and more questions. Here's what's happened. Here's what we're doing. And that's it. Instead of being hounded by reporters constantly, right? So in the man cave, we would talk about Tom Terrific. I met him when I was a kid, and he seemed larger than life to me. Oof. That's it for the man cave. We are closing the door, and we're headed to the movies next. Big movie out, Captain Marvel. We're talking about it on the flip side.
It's time to start drinking Tahibo Tea. Tahibo Tea comes from the inner bark of the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. The Tahibo tree never gets sick, never gets infected, and never gets infested. As a result, it contains antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. Tahibo Tea can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening condition due to infection, diabetes, or cancer. Every week, someone calls in with the story of another miraculous recovery. Order your Tahibo Tea now for only $34.95 per pound plus shipping. 1 pound makes 300 servings, which is only 12 cents per cup. Call today, 818-883-7222. Again, 818-883-7222, or buy online at drinksupertea.com. That's drinksupertea.com. All orders ship the same day. Call now, 818-883-7222, or buy online at drinksupertea.com.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
Luckily, I'm loading up on that Tahibo tea. So good. I've talked about it, the Paul DeArco, especially I know I'm taking that overseas flight. I feel like my immune system is, instead of taking a hit, I'm feeling pretty powerful, I have to say. I've mentioned this a couple of times, and now I've had a few of you ask me, so I'm just throwing this in there because I have talked about it. But you soak it, and then, you know, you put the water in it, and you soak it for a bunch. It's really good, though. I wasn't sure what to expect, and it tastes good. I'm going to try to figure out a way. I know if I'm going to be able to do this, because you know how they always stop you with the liquids? I guess I think what I'm going to do is just take a package with me. Yeah. I figured this out on the air. Thanks for your help. I'm going to take the package with me, and then I can soak it when I get to Ireland. More details, by the way, on that Ireland trip coming up in the next couple of weeks. All right, we got details. We got details about the movies. And one of the big movies coming out, certainly, this is highly anticipated. They always are. Captain Marvel. You can bet the lines will be long. I think that it makes up whatever you know, amount of budget it took to make this movie. Here's a little snippet of it.
War is a universal language. I know a renegade soldier when I see one. Never occurred to me that one might come from above. Space invasion, big car chase. Truth be told, I was ready to hang it up until I met you today. So you're not from around here?
It's hard to explain. I keep having these memories. I see flashes.
All right, so Captain Marvel is an extraterrestrial Kree warrior. She finds herself right in the middle of an intergalactic battle between her people and the Skrulls. Yep, living on Earth in 95, she keeps having reoccurring memories of another life as a U.S. Air Force pilot. And with the help from Nick Fury, Captain Marvel tries to uncover the secrets of her past while harnessing her special superpowers to end the war with the evil Skrulls. I'm sold. I am sold. However, PG-13, 2 hours, 4 minutes, that's a long time in a seat. Action, adventure, sci-fi, fantasy, you get it. I think it makes up whatever it is, like I said, that it cost for their budget, because the Marvel movies are just too popular. All right, so we move to our next movie, and it's called The Kid. This is about Billy the Kid. I have some thoughts on this, but take a listen to it first.
How long have you been sheriff now?
2 weeks.
Don't I feel special?
When they start writing about you, it means you're already dead.
All of a sudden, I'm enemy number one.
There are families in this town hurt by this man's crimes.
Weapons! All the same to you, Pat. I'm fine right here.
We just want Barney.
And come and get him.
Did you think you could run from me? Everyone has to die today.
Well, ain't that one of life's harsh realities?
Now hold on one more step and it will be your last.
You really think I'm lucky?
I know it is my lucky day.
Wonderful.
Yeah, I know a lot about Billy the Kid. I'm fascinated, frankly, about Billy the Kid. So here's the story of Billy the Kid, if you don't know it. Sheriff Pat Garrett shoots Henry McCarty, who is Billy the Kid, to death at the Maxwell Ranch in New Mexico. Garrett had been tracking him for 3 months. He kept escaping. He escaped from prison just days before his scheduled execution. That's right. And he was holed up with friends. While he was gone, Garrett waited in the dark of his bedroom. When he entered, boom. I hope I'm not spoiling this for everybody. And this whole story about Pat Garrett and Billy the Kid is completely fascinating to me. And how things went down and what happened with ranchers and what he did and, you know, the legendary sheriff finally brought him in to stand trial, and the judge said, Billy the Kid, you're going to hang until you are dead, 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 dead. And then Billy supposedly responded, and you can go to hell, 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 hell. So he escaped, and then ultimately, boom, he was down. I don't know if this movie finds an audience, but boy, it'd be sure fun to see it when it's streaming. Why not? I mean, it looks like it could be pretty, darn, you know, good. And the story itself, to me, is interesting because of the history of it. And the people that are in this, Chris Pratt's in it, Ethan Hawke's in it. There's some great actors in here. Vincent D'Onofrio, I think his name is. I might be pronouncing that wrong. He was on one of those Law & Order things for a long time, and he's a really good actor. So I think this would be good. All right, so we move from The Kid and the Outlaw and Gunslinger days to Legos. Yes, we're back to Legos again. Couldn't be more popular. I think they could just keep making these movies, slap whatever year, whatever title they want on it, and it will definitely find an audience. This is the Lego Movie 2, the second part.
Once, everything was awesome. Now, everything is bleak.
Hey, Lucy, I brought you coffee.
Coffee. The bitter liquid that provides the only semblance of pleasure left in these dark times.
Oh my gosh, did I interrupt you brooding just now?
Times have changed. You need to change with them. We have to be tough and battle ready.
Look, a shooting star, make a wish!
Oh no.
Run! Hurry! The door is slowly closing!
Oh, the pain. It's getting so cold.
Emmett, what are you doing?
Hooray!
See, that wasn't so bad. Nothing got in. Something got in.
I'm General Mayhem. Bring me your assistant leader.
Lucy!
Emmett!
This is all my fault.
Hang on to your fronts, Planny. We're going to save Lucy. You mind if I save your life?
Not at all.
Who are you?
The name's Rex Danger Vest.
Galaxy defending archaeologist, cowboy, and raptor trainer.
I don't get it.
Will you help me rescue my friends?
You don't want to go anywhere near the Sistar system. It's ruled by an alien queen.
Only the toughest are going to get out of there alive.
All right, so you get it, right? Legos, 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 and you can recognize maybe, if you're big into the acting scene, some of the voices of these actors. It's interesting because you got Chris Pratt in this movie, Elizabeth Banks, she's one of the voices, Will Arnett's one of the voices, Nick Offerman, could he be funnier? No matter what he does, he's a voice in this movie, Charlie Day, Will Ferrell also. I mean, just the who's who, the voices, these actors, and I could take up half the show going through it. Maya Rudolph is the mom in it. She's super, super funny. Remember, if you go to the movie, send me a cheap review. Send it to katedelaneyradio.com. Click on contact. Let me know you went to the movie. Give me a review. It has to be at least 5 words, and I'll send you a copy of my book. And that would be Deal Your Own Destiny. You can get that on Amazon. Thanks for listening to the show, everybody. Make it count.
It's time to join the Tahibo Tea Club. Tahibo Tea comes from the inner bark of the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. The Tahibo tree never gets sick, never gets infected, and never gets infested. As a result, it contains antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. Tahibo Tea can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening condition due to infection, diabetes, or cancer. Tahibo Tea is available for only $34.95 per pound plus shipping. 1 pound makes 300 servings, which is only 12 cents per cup. Dial 818-883-7222 or buy online at drinksupertea.com. All orders ship immediately the same day. Call now 818-883-7222. That number again, 818-883-7222 or buy online at drinksupertea.com.